This school year, there's been a lot of talk about and controversy around how to fund special education as the Recovery School District and Orleans Parish School Board move toward a unified funding formula. But what actually happens inside a special education classroom? Mia Rotondo is a special education teacher at Ben Franklin Elementary. She and a paraprofessional or teaching assistant help students with the highest needs develop the skills to communicate. WWNO's Mallory Falk visited her class for this month. Voices of Educators profile.
So we're making our parent appreciation gifts, and they're going to make a handprint apple. We're going to paint their palms red, and then we're going to send them home to mom and dad to say thank you. You ready?
My name is Mia Rotondo, and I am a special education teacher. So I teach first through third graders with varying needs.
Here we go. It's going to feel so funny.
My sister is a special education teacher. My mom is a special education para. And when we were younger, I would say about like 15, 16, my mom was a para or an assistant in a summer camp. And so we would volunteer at this summer camp for kids with special needs. And we loved it. Like, I had so much fun. And then I graduated from high school and was like totally directionless. I'm like taking random sculpture classes at the community college. And I was like, oh, I might as well work while I'm, you know, kind of half-assed going to school. And so I was a para for 7 years. And I would say about like a few years in, I was like, huh, I could do this. I think I'm good at it. I finally got my teaching degree when I hit 30. And like now I can't imagine that I ever didn't know that this is what I wanted to do.
Can we do more?
We are a small but mighty class of five, which sounds like not many, but we're very hands-on. And five felt like 30 on my first day, and still sometimes. I have some students that are on the autism spectrum, and I have some students that are nonverbal or preverbal, which means they're just not ready to communicate with us yet in using words, but they definitely communicate. And I have some students with intellectual disabilities, cerebral palsy. I have a student with a degenerative disorder.
All right. Next step is we have to make a leaf and a stem. We're going to use your thumb, okay?
We have really random celebrations in my classroom because, and it might be for something that someone else would be like, that's ridiculous. But like if I have a student that maybe like does something naughty, what someone would call like naughty, we kind of celebrate it because they're being a typical second grader or a typical first grader that was sneaky just then and grabbed that book when they weren't supposed to. Because I'm like, yes, that's great. That's a big step. You know, you're here with us. You could be somewhere way more fun in your head, but you decided to hang out with us for a little bit. So we celebrate things like that.
Oh, look at that beautiful leap.
I'm a huge fan of arts integration. I'm obsessed with it. So we do a ton of that. I mean, anything sensory, any way I can let them get their hands on tools. And then how can we tie that into the unit? Like on clouds or on rain or on flowers or on, we've got chrysalis in the classroom right now. So our like next thing is going to be learning about that kind of stuff and creating art around that. And sometimes it feels like it's not sinking in. And then sometimes like Miley will just like knock my socks off and be like, butterfly's going to come out of there. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, you're right. Yes, yes, we've been talking about that. Or rain comes from the clouds. Like they'll repeat something back to me that I said like a month ago. And I'm like, yes, okay, good. And it reminds me that like they might not be telling me and I can't, you know, hand them an exit ticket or an assessment. But it's like, man, these kids are processing at a much higher level, I think, than they're often given credit for. They are processing everything.
Nice work. What did you just make? Did you make an apple?
Apple?
What color?
Red.
You're right.
There's a really excellent movie called Wretches and Jabberers about these two advocates. And these two gentlemen happen to be on the autism spectrum. And they've been taught to keyboard and use communication devices. And just like mind-boggling quotes. I have to think of the quote from him. We are the perfect example of intelligence working out itself in a much different way. And like that just had such an impact because there's no reason to think there's not intelligence there just blooming. And but it is a much different way and it doesn't look the way that we're trained to see it. And so I have to retrain myself on the daily to see it and work with it. If I can in any way help them find a way to communicate in a way that brings them joy, then I'm thrilled.
High five, you're all done. You did it. You did it. You ready to color your